everybody. Welcome to another episode of NMR. We missed you on the public feed. I'm your mother, John Thrasher.
And I am your father.
Oh.
How did that sound? Did that sound like a woman?
No.
Okay, good. No, I never have to really worry about sounding like a woman.
Yeah,
I?
You never need to sound. If you're ever thinking if it sounded like a woman, the answer is typically no. Yeah.
Typically no. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. Yes. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good to be back on our public feed. We, in case you didn't know, we release new episodes every other week on our public feed and every other week of those other weeks on Patreon.
Basically, we do one Patreon, then one public, one Patreon, and then one public. If that's what we mix and match, we alternate the weeks, I think he was trying to say. But instead, he really did not say the right thing there.
Alternate the weeks is a good way to put it. You guys can't see the video. We don't release the video of this show, but of NMR, I should say. But Darren was like doing something with her hair and stopped in her tracks. And she was like, let me take this. Let me just.
Yeah, like, you're struggle busing, babes. You're struggle busing.
Well,
it's like
when
we can't say a word. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get those words where it's like, I know what the word is and I know how to pronounce it. But the way that my mouth formulates the word, it never gets it right. Like the word pastel, like, oh, he's in a pastel shirt. I have to really think about that word. Like, I really have to think about it. And I don't know why, because it's phonetic. You know, I mean, you look at it, you're going to think it says, if that was a last name, we would say like pastel or pastel or whatever. But like, I just can't, the way that like my synchronization of my voice wants to say it's pastel. You know what I mean? But I know it's not that. And I just can't get it right. It's actually very frustrating for me, to be honest with you. I imagine that like dyslexia probably feels very similar, but on a grander scale, just because it's so frustrating when you're like, but I know the word. You know what I mean?
Do you like visualize the word whenever you're saying things? I mean, not when you're reading, but whenever you would just be saying pastel, I guess, in that regard.
I think so. I was listening to a podcast not long ago where it was like some people, when they're thinking about something, if I'm telling you a story or you're describing magic or something, I'm telling you something where that's not right in front of you. Some people don't view things in imagery.
Right. Yeah.
They view it as that's like words. They don't view it as pictures of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know how common or not common that is, but I think I picture, if I'm thinking of pastel, I think of what it means, right? So I'm thinking of like, I usually think of like Easter or something. I'm trying to think of something that has like a lot of pastel colors, and that tends to be, you know, pinks and purples and blues.
Right.
So I'm thinking of that, and I'm thinking of how to spell the word. And I don't know why. I do this sometimes on air where like I'll repeat something over and over. And I just, when it comes to that point, even on this podcast sometimes, you know, you'll say like, oh, this is how you pronounce it. And I'll really have to think about it. And I worry a little bit, like, is this cognitive decline or something?
I feel like it's always cognitive decline at some point, given our ages. But no, I was just going to say the same thing. It's so weird, like doing the show, you know, obviously we're having a conversation. I'm the most natural with you of all people, especially given how much we've done this over the years. And I definitely will find myself kind of not necessarily caught up, but I'll just say things differently than I would in a normal conversation. And it makes no sense. And I've noticed, of course, that you do that sometimes as well. And it's like, what's going on
what
up in
is
here?
That? Yeah. What is that? Like, I'm sure it's all tied to something like bigger than we even know. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, this is why therapy, it's like,
it's
what?
God.
What does this make you think of? That's not going to help me because I'm an atheist.
Oh my God. You are so on my, we are so connected. This is the other part of doing 700 podcasts together is I was just thinking, you know, when you say a word, what comes into your mind? You know, like if I said, okay, I'm going to give you a couple examples. I'm going to say a word and you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay.
Like a word association?
Yeah. Like a word association, almost like a game. So like the first thing that pops into your mind, say it no matter what it is. Okay.
Okay.
Even if it's dirty. Okay. All right.
Ooh.
I'm telling.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, by the way, my mom is happy that she made the soundboard. Just saying.
Here we go.
And here are Zoe's notes.
And she said, she goes, I don't have notes from last week. I go, it's only when you have notes.
It's when you have the notes.
soundtrack. Okay, oh, go ahead.
Okay. The first word, New York City.
Buildings.
Nice. Okay. Bravo.
Nice. Andy.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Funko.
Pop.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. Hold on, let me think.
I love that you're like grading my answers. You're like, okay, good.
You're like, yes, and correct. Like, you can go on. Yes. You win.
I could have said anything. I'd been like, carrot. You'd been like, okay, nice. Yes.
Good, okay, good, wait, good. Keep going. Okay, hold on. Let's do a couple more. Alien.
UFO.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
I just think of UFO. I just think of that.
Yeah. Conspiracy.
Theory?
9/11? You want to finish the sentence. Okay, hold on. Let me think. Flower.
Petal.
Nice.
Think of a flower petal.
Let me think of another one. Hold on. I'm just like looking around my room.
I know. Isn't this supposed to be rapid? Are you trying to get to a point? That's what I want.
Am I trying what?
Are you trying to get to a point? Like, are you trying to be like, see? No. Oh, you're just doing it for
I'm
fun.
Just thinking of fun things. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but you know what would be fun? We should try to, like you were just saying, like, should we try to like land on the same word? You know what I mean?
Like if someone said to us both, like, vehicle, and we both said motorcycle. Is
that
what you're saying?
Three. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, let's do that. This is going to be so fun. Okay. We have three agenda items.
Listening experience today, but we can try it. Yeah.
I think it might be. Okay. So yeah, let's do vehicle. Okay. And let's see what the first
we got to think of something else because we just.
Oh, did you say something? I didn't hear what you said.
I said motorcycle, but.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then let's do a beach and let's see if we both say the same beach. Just any beach.
You have to say a beach.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what game you're making.
Oh, I see what you're saying. A word associated with that thing. Like, so, okay.
So it's like sand.
Okay, let's do that.
But it makes more sense if you were like cereal and then we said the same type of cereal.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Okay, this is getting exciting.
You are easily entertained today, John.
I really am. I think this is so fun because the weird thing is we've spent so much time together over the years. You would think we would both know. I think I know, but that's the trick, right? Like, what are you gonna think I'm gonna say? Okay, here we go. We'll do 1, 2, 3 and then say the cereal, okay?
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Lucky Charms.
Picks.
Oh shit. Okay, we didn't get that one. Okay, let's do...
We're just going to do this until we get the right one.
No, until we get the the right one. Okay, planet. Okay. It has to be in our solar system. Let me think of one that I think...
Do we know planets that aren't?
I do. I'm just kidding. No, I do know, but okay. Let me think of the one I want to pick. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Venus.
Jupiter.
Oh, shit. There's Venus. Slight delay as well, so I don't know. Okay, well, I don't know why I thought Venus. Okay, let's do Real Housewife.
Okay.
Let's try to get the same one. I think we both know which one we're going to pick. We both know, right, Darren?
Yeah, we both know. I know you're going to pick.
Easy. Yep. 1, 2, 3. Kenya Moore.
Kenya, yeah.
Yes!
Okay, we got it.
Okay, the last one, serial killer. Just to round it out. Let me think of a good one. I have one in mind.
We had to talk about that Facebook post, though, with the serial killer and Ed Kemper, by the way. I was just reading that.
That was the one I was going to pick, so I won't pick that one. I have one now. I have one now.
In your mind. Okay.
Okay. Do you think... Okay, here we go. Ready? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Ted Bundy.
Israel Keyes. I was going to say Ted Bundy, though, but then I switched it. Yeah, because then I just felt like it was too... Anyway.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
We'll try some other games on future episodes. That was fun. Let us know what you guys like. Do you guys like that? Let us know. Maybe we'll do more like fun little quick games on our NMR.
When we do a live, I think, with our peeps, maybe that will be something fun because then people could just,
toss something out. The last time we did that, it was the John or Darren game, and everyone basically said I was a shithead and Darren was amazing. So I don't know if we're going to keep doing that one. Okay. Executive decision.
Executive decision. That's fair. Okay. I was going to do like, you know, those games that you play in the car when you're kids or whatever, just like sleepover games, just games. And you basically have to like pick a category. So let's say it is cereal is the category. And basically it's like, okay, you say Lucky Charms, I say Kix. You have, each person only has like 3 seconds to name something. You can't repeat. And then if when like the moment that you have to, when you stop saying stuff, you lose the game.
Oh,
you know what
yes,
I mean? So
yes,
it's like
yes,
you're going
yes.
back at Lucky Charms, Kix, Cocoa Puffs.
Okay,
you
we'll
know.
Do that on next the next
no,
one.
It's just like it's like you play a game where it's like gas stations and you have to say
yeah, I love it.
What
yeah.
it is. And so it's like artists and like the moment yeah. you're hesitating, you're like, wait a minute, did we say Shell? Like it,
right,
it's
right.
it's like a fun like thinking type of game sometimes.
Here's the thought. Why don't we spend some of our business money on board games and just play them on air? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, people would love that.
People would love that.
They're called board games for a reason. Yeah.
Let's move on. We do have a couple things we do want to talk about. Darren, I don't know about you. I know you're in LA where it's just warm and sunny and beautiful every single day.
It's raining here today, though. I took my therapy walking, which sometimes I do because I just really like to walk
and
talk.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
It helps me think because walking is really like my form. I meditate every day, but walking's been my meditation since I was a kid. My mom has just always encouraged us to walk. And so I took it walking and it started to rain, like really come down. I mean, it's really surprising how much it has rained here. California absolutely needs it. But it's like kind of crazy. It's been raining like once a week. I personally really like it, but we're heading into, listen, this episode comes out when? What day? Sunday?
Sunday, the...
It's daylight saving on Sunday, by the way.
It's what?
Daylight saving.
Oh, I know. Are we ready for two to become three? Because tonight is the night when two becomes three.
Well, I guess we have to fit that in there. Yeah. I know. I guess we have to sing that in November when that happens.
That's right. Yes.
But yes, I've been hearing actually, my brother texts me every day about, he calls it Marina Del Gay as opposed to Marina Del Rey, because obviously I live here. So he's like, you know, 67 in New York and only 69 in Marina Del Gay. And apparently it's been nice in, on the East Coast, which is good. Yeah.
Yes. I wanted to mention we had three just absolutely gorgeous days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday this week. It was so beautiful. I don't need to be the weatherman on the show, but like I've said over time, like, you know, I took a long walk down to the Warhol Museum, Darren, that I know you said you had been to here in Pittsburgh. I didn't go through it yet. Yeah. I wanted to go through it with one of my friends. So I just like hung out and checked out like the shop, and they have like a really nice cafe on the main level. So I just hung out there for a second. And I've like played pickleball with my bestie Brittany. And then after pickleball on Sunday night, we ate pizza on her back patio with like this smokeless fire that's like in this like metal fire drum that you can buy at like Costco or something. Mm-hmm. It was like 65 degrees and like warm, but like just right for a hoodie. And it was just such a great couple days. And like, I hate to say it this way, but I really felt like myself for the first time in a long time. Like, it's just been a really brutal winter for me, not just because of the cold, but you know, I moved, I had a career change. I left some friends and family behind when I moved to come, you know, spend time and be around other people that are very close to me. So it's just been a lot going on in my life, frankly. But like, I was taking this walk, and just to your point, like how great walks are, I was walking across the Andy Warhol Bridge here in Pittsburgh. And it was just peaceful, and like there was a little breeze, and I just was like, this is it. I'm feeling like myself again.
That's really nice. I feel like that's something that kind of like goes by the wayside so many times. Like, I can find myself really bogged down. I'm the type of person that really overthinks and gets in my head. I've just kind of always been that way.
Me too.
That's like where my anxiety really does manifest. And sometimes I can feel kind of, just, you know, insecure about certain things, and I can like stop myself in my tracks. And that's why I started meditating to really get out of my head. And I think about all the things. I'm like, well, they're doing this and they're doing this, and here I am. And it takes sometimes a moment, and I'll get to actually something later in this NMR that kind of like jolted me back to life. But it takes sometimes like those moments of just absolute peace where you're like, Could 100%. I really, maybe I could be doing something else, right? Maybe I could be on a private jet somewhere going to Japan or something, you know, which sounds awesome. But would I be happier than in this moment right now?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's interesting, you know, I was also listening to, I was watching Bill Maher, which I do, Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO.
Yeah.
New episodes every Friday. Big fan of his. And he was talking about, I don't know if you've seen his show, right? I don't know if you've
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I used to watch it like a long time ago. But yes, I know the general gist and format of his show.
It must have been a couple weeks ago.
Show.
I think maybe he had Ann Coulter on a couple weeks ago. Anyway, he was talking about like his last like rant of the evening. He does like new rules. And at the end, he kind of goes with like 5 minute diatribe of just like certain things. Obviously, this is 2024. A lot of them are political. But this one in particular was about just music. And he's a little younger than my parents. Right. And he's older than Andy. But basically where my parents' musical tastes fall in is the same as his. You know, we were talking a lot about like 60s and 70s rock that I kind of grew up with that feels very timeless in a way that music now does not feel as timeless, like as much. However amazing Taylor Swift is, and obviously she's amazing, and you know, Katy Perry, like in 30 years from now, will that music hold up? And like, I don't think it will hold up in the same way that like the Beatles has, or Joni Mitchell, or Led Zeppelin, or things like this, right? Like these, that was like the musical era. And he was talking about how back in the day, in those types of songs, and I know that you're familiar with a lot of that music, if maybe not as familiar as me, but it was really all about love and breaking up and getting back together, and really relationships that you had with people, heartache, or being so happy in a relationship. Now, all the songs that come out that kids listen to is about money and about possession.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And I really, and I had to think about that because obviously I like pop music, but I was really thinking about the music that like I genuinely enjoy throughout my whole life. Billy Joel, Paul Simon, Graham Nash, these people I've just been listening to my whole life, and think about songs that come out today. And I was just like, you're right. Like it's teaching kids these days, of which I think we're still one of
the young,
about just like the only thing that matters is money and like what you possess and the fancy yachts and the fancy cars. And I do feel like that sometimes that's kind of changed. Social media has also made that happen. You know, like, I don't know. It's really changed my mindset on a lot of things, of thinking about what actually matters and what not, and how pervasive that type of culture is, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it also depends on which artist that you kind of listen to. Like, Taylor Swift, she's not really talking about like money and cars and items, but a lot of the top pop acts of the day definitely are, especially as R&B and rap becomes way more mainstream.
Or hip hop.
That's a lot of what that is. Yeah,
absolutely. But just like, and I noticed that, you know, female singers, and certainly like Americana or country, are usually talking about love, but so many songs are really about what you possess and the possessions that you have and getting a one up over someone else. And I don't know, it's just really interesting to kind of hear, it being broken down like that. I encourage everyone to kind of watch Bill Maher for that. Yeah, it's really good. I'm sure you can find it online.
I'm sure I can. Yeah, I'll check it out. Speaking of social media really quick, I have to tell you about something that happened the other day.
Okay.
So my coworker and I'm in the office a couple days a week, not every day, a couple days. And a coworker and I share an office. She's the one that I work very closely with on my team. And we were like in the middle of, you know, we were just yakking it up about something, just some small talk here and there. And somehow we landed on talking about lemon bars in particular, like, you know, lemon bar desserts you can just make in a casserole dish. They're delicious. We love them. Hadn't thought about lemon bars in forever. Hadn't said that. Hadn't looked it up. Hadn't emailed about it. Hadn't texted Darren about lemon bars. 10 minutes later, I'm scrolling on Instagram and there's a New York Times ad being served to me on Instagram for lemon bars.
I mean, our phones do listen. I mean,
I know.
They know,
but,
right?
You know, everyone's like, oh, you know, like the official like Facebook and Instagram Meta, whatever. They're all like, no, we're not listening in, like, you know, privacy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is such a pinpoint accurate explanation or example of absolutely my phone sitting next to me turned off in this conversation, not powered down, but, you know, just sitting there, not being used for several minutes. Listening, had to have listened to me mention lemon bars. We weren't even talking about lemon bars first. We got to lemon bars 10 minutes into a conversation. It was wild to me. Has that ever happened to you?
It happens to me quite a bit. Like something will happen and then I'll be talking to Nadine about something and I'll see an ad for it. You know, and it's funny because I think people, I've thought about this. I've had this conversation with Nadine before because I know that people are kind of upset about targeted ads because it almost feels volatile. I'm actually the opposite. Like, I don't see why you would get tampon ads. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? Do you really want to see that? That feels like a waste to someone like you. Right. Like, I think it's actually a good thing that people kind of know our own algorithms or what we're looking at or what we might need. You know, like there are so many things in your line of work. Like, I don't think I need a shaving kit. You know, like those types of things don't think about. And I try to. And I ignore some of the ads, but it doesn't really make much sense for you to get pregnancy test ads.
Absolutely.
It doesn't really make much sense. Yeah. You know, so it's like, I understand the reason for those targeted ads and I don't necessarily, I feel like it's actually helping consumers rather than hurting, but I sort of understand how it could be a violation, you know?
Oh yeah. I agree with you. And I've always been one of those people that's like, I share my location with my friends. Like I have nothing really necessarily to hide per se, but I will say my train of thought just went for the first time, maybe that, okay, the phone is clearly picking up general conversation.
Definitely.
What should, you know, and I started being kind of like, I was like, what do I say around my phone if it's just listening while it's sitting on my desk? You know, like, I'm not saying I'm saying anything wrong, but I also don't know where that's going to necessarily go. And, you know, what if, you know, the last couple of days we've experienced that Facebook and Instagram outage. Well, what if Russia decides or some other entity decides to take our audio?
How long was that outage for? I like woke up and everyone's like, oh, there's a Facebook outage. I go, I didn't even notice.
It was like 2 or 3 hours. Yeah, it wasn't even that long. But my point was like, you know, if there's some sort of nefarious minded person able to access audio recordings of individuals, well, then what do they do with that stuff? You know, I don't know. I don't personally care. It's just for the first time, it had me kind of thinking like, ooh, okay, my phone is listening in a way.
Well, now what doesn't even matter is it doesn't matter if they have a recording of you and I saying anything. All that matters is because we're online.
Right.
You can take an interview that we've done, a YouTube video that we've done, and CGI our voices to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
your iPhone can do this, by the way. Yeah.
To say something racist or hateful or awful, you know, and people believe it because it's out there.
I will send you this Instagram lemon bars ad, and maybe I should make it and let you know that.
I love lemon bars.
Instagram listening in is a result of me listening to or making lemon bars, you know, at the end of the day.
It might be.
I love lemon bars. What happened with the, you have another update and I'm nervous about this.
I did. This kind of like snapped me into my, I have to remind myself sometimes because I'm so type A and I'm so like, okay, this is the day that I'm going to have, you know, like I'm very regimented in that way that when things like snap me out of having a regular day, I sometimes get really frazzled and I have to remind myself that like that happens, you know, life isn't scheduled. And I was taking care of my friend's cats and just going over there. They're away on vacation. They come back today. They were just away for a week and I had to go over twice to go just feed them, you know, change the litter. Cause they have a bunch of cats. And so like, as you know, like litter boxes, like they just need to be changed. So I went over there on Sunday with my friend, Matt. And three of the cats are a little bit more, two of them really are a little bit more reserved. They don't come out with people that aren't the owners. You know, I've seen all of them and I've known this. This is one of my best friends. The other two are a little bit more friendly, come out. One of them was like, you could tell, like just wanted affection. And then this other cat was like, and now you know what I mean when I say this. I was like, you know, cleaning the dishes and doing everything. And he was just like rubbing his hand, you know, rubbing his head, like trying to get me to pet him, like hopping on counters, like just wanted affection and love, like being such a little schnookus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was so sweet. fed all the cats, did everything. It was great. I just love seeing them. And so on Tuesday, when I was going back, I was like, oh, I cannot wait to schnook this cat. Like, I have less to do today. I'm going to spend 30 minutes and just like love up on this cat. This is going to be my therapy, right?
A schnook, if you will. Yeah.
A schnookus. Like just a schnookus. I'm schnooking. I'm schnooking a schnookus.
Okay, got it. I don't know that's if that's the an official episode. Word, but okay. Okay.
It is if you own an animal, especially a cat, that you know when I say I'm schnooking a schnookus, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the episode title, schnooking a schnookus. That's right.
Schnooking and a schnooker.
I think it's S-C-H.
Okay. Oh, Darren's making sure I get it right in the schnooking, in the doc, you guys.
There we go. Schnooking a schnookus. Right. And I was like, I'm going to schnook this schnookus for so long. This is my thing. And I get over there and I noticed that there's like a tub, like, you know, a tub of treats that's toppled over from the kitchen counter, and the plastic lid had been gnawed through. It's off, right? It's off the thing. It had been gnawed through and the treats were open and like half of them were gone. Now, I wasn't sure if this was a new bag of treats or not, because again, I had only been over there once. I didn't even treat them. Like I didn't even notice that this thing was there. But I obviously know it had been tried to be gnawed through. And at first I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my God, what did these boys get into? You know, like there's four of them. I'm like, what did these fucking rabble rousers get through? And my schnookus that I normally schnook was like, I couldn't find him. And I was like cleaning up the various hairballs that cats tend to do. And I see him and he kind of like stumbles out of the room a little bit, like almost like he had just woken up. But it wasn't like he had just woken up. It didn't feel right. I saw him less than 48 hours ago, but he just didn't look right. And so I was like, I'm going to FaceTime my friend. Like, he just seems so lethargic that it just doesn't. Maybe he might have poisoned himself by eating so many treats, you know?
That's exactly what I FaceTime
my friend and I was like, hey, got into these treats. All of them are gone, but it's hard to say if he ate them. And it's hard to say if he was the only one who ate them or not, because you have four fucking cats. I don't know. And so I showed her the cat and I was like, you know, he seems normal? He's chilling. Yeah. He's chilling. And I was like, but I don't mean chilling in a good way. I mean, chilling as in like, he doesn't even feel like he can really walk. Like he's just so, he was like sitting on his thing like this, like on the, you know, and it wasn't cute in that way.
Yes,
it felt
I
sad.
Know what you mean.
So she was like, I need you to take him to the emergency vet. Like, I need you to take him to the emergency vet. He doesn't seem like himself. What if he poisoned himself with all these treats? So, you know, I'm Ubering. I don't have a car. So I take a carrier in the back. I put him in.
Just him?
Just him. They called because I said, where do you want me to take him? Like, I said, I don't know. You know, I haven't had my own cat ever. Just me as a responsibility. And people are really particular about the vets they go to.
Yeah.
And emergency care. I also don't live in that area. So I was like, where do you want me to go? She's like, we just called the hospital, which is it was literally around the corner. Like, I took a car, but I could have walked. It was around the corner. They were like, it'll be a wait, but they can take him. I fucking rush over there. The cat's like yapping in the car. And I'm just like, it's okay. I'm just talking like, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Like, everything's going to be fine. I was literally like, you ate too many treats. You flew too close to the sun, buddy. Like, you had too much freedom. You know, I'm just like, you had too much freedom. So they take him in, you know, all in all, I'm there for probably 2 hours, but they take him in, they put him in there, they weigh him. The doctor finally comes in and I explain to him, like, this isn't my cat. It was my best friend's cat, but I know him and this is his normal personality, blah, 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 blah. He starts like feeling around with the cat. Mm-hmm. Like they took his temperature, which they take through the cat's butt. And it was, his temperature was low, which was very rare. Like, it's very odd that it's low. He started feeling around and the doctor goes, oh my God, which you don't want to hear. You know what I mean? You just want to hear. I go, what is this? I go, what is this? And he's like, he has a blockage in his bladder and he cannot pee. He's like, he could die. He looks at me straight up. He's like, he could die. And I go, oh my God. Like, what do you mean? He's like, it's nothing you did. It's nothing your friends did. He's like, this does happen with genetics. Like some cat, and cat's only 2.5. He's like, some cats just get this and it would have happened very quickly. Cause I was like, I literally just saw this cat 48 hours ago and he was fine. Like,
yeah,
totally fine. He's like, no, it would have happened really quickly. And he could have died. Like if you weren't there, he could have died.
Oh,
and
God,
we have to basically sedate him, put a catheter in, remove the blockage for 24 hours and then see if he can like pee on his own. If he can, you can take him home. And if not, and my friends come back today. So I left the cat there to sedate him, but I wanted them to like walk me through everything. And because you have a cat, I want to show you this. Pig's bladder. Okay.
Oh, poor baby.
Here's the screen grab of the cat. I'm going to zoom in on the bladder. Yeah. So the bladder should be like a half, like the size of basically like a half dollar or something like that.
Super small.
So here's the picture of him, and that's the bladder.
Oh my God.
You see
it's
that?
It's like the
circle?
Size of like a golf ball or more.
It's like a water balloon. Like it should be the size of a golf ball, like a half dollar golf ball.
Oh,
it's
I see
the size
what
of
saying.
A water balloon. And so this is his whole body like that.
Oh,
and
you can see how big thing.
You could see how big the bladder is, which was just like, you know, it was all building
engorged.
Up because they couldn't even read his kidney levels. And I'm like, you know, my friends who are on vacation, like, you know, they're like, thank the fuck God that you were there. He could have died. Like, they would have come back if I hadn't gone. And it was just, it was so terrifying. It was so terrifying. Thank God that A, I showed up, and B, that like the treats were like that. Because if I didn't see him, I wouldn't have necessarily checked. Because sometimes I'm like, they're hiding. As long as they have food, I feel good.
Right.
And he came out to see me, and I noticed from the treats, I was like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah.
It ended up not being the treats. They were like, it could have been, but it wasn't this time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just threw
me.
Oh my God, of course.
I feel bad for you right now. I can't believe you had to go through that kind of like trauma, frankly.
I'm just really happy
cat.
I was there for my friends. Like, you
and
know.
Like the thought that you had to FaceTime them was so smart, because I would say, if I don't really know people's cats, like, I don't spend time with other people's cats. The fact that you were smart enough to be like, this seems a little odd. Let me just make sure like my friends know what's going on here. They'll know if it's unlikely behavior. You're a really good cat, adopted mother. So congratulations on that. I hope that, what's his name? I hope that he recovers.
Oliver.
Well. Oliver, yeah. We wish you all the best on the show.
Me too.
Oliver.
I just like, it really... It scared me. If I had come home, if I had gone to my friends and seen a fucking dead cat, like I would have, first off, the guilt that I would have felt, because I would have been, because I was the last one there. So I would have been like, what the fuck did I do to cause this? You know what I mean? It just
100%
shook the fuck out of me.
I didn't have quite a scare like you did, but I was staying at a friend's house once. This was many years ago. And I was watching their cats. And
not Mittens
they were
and Smokerson, right?
No, not Mittens and Smokey. No, not
okay.
them.
Smokerson. John, get it right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. But I was staying there for a week while they were on vacation. And it was like in the middle of summer. They lived on like a fourth floor walk up. It was kind of warm, even with the air conditioner on. So I opened a window, and like the cats never went around the window. Like, and it was like up high. It was kind of like there was no chance like they could get out. And I, in the middle of the day, like went to get lunch and forgot that I left the window open.
Oh my God.
With no screen, I should say, on the fourth floor. And I come back and I'm like, where are they? Where are the cats? One of them shows up and I'm like, oh my fucking God, I left the window open. I was in a full blown panic attack, thinking that the other cat clearly ran outside and has clearly been hit by a car.
Because that's the only logical fucking conclusion. You know what I mean?
So I went through every corner of this apartment. When I tell you, no stone was left unturned in this, no pillow was left unturned in this apartment. Finally, and I hated that I had to do this, I had to go into my friends, there are a couple, into their closet.
Always a closet. Yep. And the cat's chilling. And the cat's just chilling. Yep.
And I'm doing an emotion here on the Zoom for you guys.
You're
I'm
swimming through the clothes
and I'm looking in every, and in the very last corner of the closet was this little orange cat. And I was like, you little bitch, putting me through this. I was almost in tears. Like, I have never been that petrified. And I'll say this, since then, I have made it clear to anybody's cat, dog, whatever else that I may potentially watch. And I've done a few of them since then. That I am not staying there. I'm not interfering with the windows or the doors or any kind of situation where any pet can run out of the house ever again. And so far, so good. But I really sympathize, and I hope that you're okay.
I get it.
Trauma of that,
because it's not like they. This is how I imagine new parents feel.
If their kid 100%.
Is sick or their kid is crying. Where you're just like, What is, Darren, you can't communicate to me. What do you want? Like, that's what it felt like. And I don't even have children, but I just remember, I've told you the story about my cat Calliope growing up, how like she was nowhere to be found. And we searched for hours, my neighborhood, scaling the fucking neighborhood. And she just comes rolling out after 6 hours, my brother's closet, being like, what I miss?
Just chilling. Yeah. What's up?
What I miss? How's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's the reason I don't. I honestly don't know that I can have kids because I will have the anxiety. I think it'll.
I think too much about that. Even taking this cat to the vet, like, am I emotionally ready to handle having an animal by myself? I've had them with my exes. I had them growing up. You know, like, I certainly am obsessed with all of my friends' animals. I've taken care of their animals, but when it's not yours, it's a little different. Right. I would treat magic like my own, but at the end of the day, whatever magic really needs is going to come out of your wallet. Right. Like,
yes, of course,
you know, that's what it is. And so it's like, I was signing away yesterday. I had to, cause I said, I was like, I don't own this cat. And I was like, but I've gotten permission from my friend to literally just be like, fucking fix it. So I had to sign like waivers to make sure it was okay to sedate the cat. Mm. And I was like, am I signing away? Like, obviously, that was the only thing to do, but you're just like, what if he doesn't survive? What if he doesn't, you know, and you're just freaking out.
Yes.
I was freaked out.
That just means you care a lot. And if I can say one last thing as we wrap up this episode, if you don't mind me sharing one of our private conversations. No, that's okay. On Monday night, just before this all went down for you, we were just texting about how you might want to be getting a pet sometime in the near future.
Yep. Yep.
And then this happens less than 12 hours later, I think it looks like, based on my text messages. So I'm sorry you went through that.
And side note, the other night, this was Monday night. So this happened yesterday on Tuesday. On Monday night, I decided to take a walk. And I actually think you commented on my Instagram story with the sunset on the beach that I took a picture of.
Yes, loved it.
I decided to go walk to the beach and just sit down and just like watch the sunset by myself. I had sweats on. I sat in the sand. And I just like, I was being really contemplative and all this stuff, and all of a sudden in the corner of my eye, John, a five, like this big, like a slipper size 5 pound gray toy poodle comes beelining for me. Okay, I'm sitting there, no one is around me, the beach is empty, beelining, I'm talking about like launching through the air, and he comes next to me and I start petting him, obviously, because he's apologetic. I can't see the owner, I don't see anyone waving for this dog, but this is a toy poodle, this isn't like a dog on the street, this is like an expensive dog. I don't see the owner, and the dog just sits down next to me, just sits down to watch the sunset next to me, just sits down. And I see this young woman come over. She may be my age, come over. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, Cody is just a little nudge-nick. And I was like, are you kidding? I was like, I'm having a romantic date right now with my new boyfriend.
Can you please
leave? I literally was like, I'm good here. And she was like, he's actually a therapy dog and he picks up on energy. She goes, so did he come sit next to you? And I said, yes, he did. Like,
wait a
he
minute.
He came to come sit next to me. And I was feeling really in my head about things. And she was like, he's a therapy dog and he picks up on energy. So I was like, I came home and I was like, Nadine, we're getting a toy poodle. I was like, we're getting it. I'm convinced. So I had a lot of just interesting animal things happen to me this week, which I'm not upset about.
I agree. No, and that you shouldn't be. Let me just say this though, as someone who has been recently approached, okay, in the grocery store, could it be that this woman was maybe kind of flirting with you and saying it's a cute little dog? And
I don't think so, because she just she just gave me such heterosexual vibes, and also, and she was super cute, but like, the dog just really beelined for me. Like, it wasn't like she was coaching him. She just gave me such straight vibes, but she's so sweet. She was so sweet. And like, I was like, can I keep this fucking thing? Like, I loved it. That's anyway, sweet. It was adorable. It was adorable.
I love that. Well, this has been a roller coaster episode. I mean, we started off with games and now we're schnooking schnookuses. Our hearts go out to Oliver. Hopefully he's recovering. And
I will report back next week.
Please.
I will find out more within the next like 48 hours and I will report back. But everyone knows what schnooking a schnookus means.
Absolutely.
You just schnooking a schnookus.
If you don't, when you started the episode, you do now, and that's all that matters, you know.
IYKYK.
Exactly. All right. We're gonna go record Sunday's episode and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.